The Swine Health Information Center reports, despite some minor changes, the main diseases that affect the U.S. swine herd are within expected levels. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of WonderWorks Canada. I'll be back in a moment.
For computer data file recovery and repair, visit filerepair.net. That's www.filerepair.net to rescue your data. Results guaranteed.
As part of its monthly newsletter, the Swine Health Information Center has released its June Domestic and Global Swine Disease Monitoring Reports. SHIC Executive Director Dr. Paul Sundberg says this month's domestic monitoring report includes data on PERS, PED, PDCoV, mycoplasma, and CNS syndrome submissions.
All of these are about in the area of what we would expect, but there are some trends and some changes that are interesting to note. One thing is, even though it's within the expected values for PERS infections, there has been a slight uptick in PERS diagnosis and PERS infections on finishing floors. Nothing out of the ordinary, really, not a statistical difference, but an interesting difference. And the advisory group that we work with to tell us about the real-life application of this data says that that's most probably because of the slight increase in PERS infections in the breeding herds during the colder months of the year. And now we're just seeing that as it applies to the finish floors. Likewise, in PED, there's a downward trend for PED infections in both nurseries and finishers, which is a good thing. It continues along within expected levels at a very low level, but within nurseries and finishers, it continues to go down. There's a slight upward tick in PED infections in cows. We're not real sure why we're seeing that, but it's within normal limits, but it is a trend, and it's something we're going to be taking a look at to see if that transfers to nurseries and finishers in the next few reports.
Dr. Sundberg notes the full domestic and global disease monitoring reports can be accessed through the Swine Health Information Center website at swinehealth.org. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.